In Northern California, nearly 200,000 people are going back home. They were evacuated a few days ago because of structural problems with the Oroville Dam. State water officials say repairs and other measures have reduced the threat of flooding. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports some residents are relieved, others are still worried.
The decision to lift the evacuation order came from the same man who ordered it in the first place, Butte County Sheriff Corey Horney. The weight of the original evacuation was apparent at a news conference. He carefully explained that the water level is dropping and repairs on the damaged emergency spillway had reduced the risk to the public. Sheriff Horney said people could return to their homes and businesses.
But we're telling them that they have to be vigilant. They have to pay attention to what's going on. And there is the prospect that we could issue another evacuation order if the circumstances change and the risk increases.
Those circumstances include the impact of a new series of storms arriving late tomorrow. But officials say the rain should be light enough and the water level in the dam low enough for the reservoir to handle it. As the news of the lifted evacuation spread, the impact was almost immediate. Roads jammed and people began streaming into pharmacies and grocery stores for food, toiletries, and liquor.
Well, I heard horns honking. It was just like a big celebration, and you could hear people yelling, yay!
Dolores Blackwell, a self-described school lunch lady, says she lives just below the dam. Her husband works at the dam itself. She had evacuated to her daughter's place on higher ground. She's happy to return home, but she's cautious too.
You never know. You just never know about life, you know.
There weren't any doubts from Justin McCabe. He's a sawmill worker walking out of one store with his hands full of flowers, candy, and a Valentine for his wife.
Oh, the news is fantastic. I'm thrilled we can get our lives back.
Do you have to evacuate?
You know, I was supposed to, but I didn't. I stuck it out here. So I'm glad I didn't leave. I made the right call.
But others are not so sure authorities made the right call by lifting the evacuation order. Among them is Victoria Holloway, a social worker, who says the only reason she's returned to Oroville is to buy supplies for a group of 200 people who are still evacuated on high ground above the dam.
I'd rather be safe than sorry, and I know that they always try and dial things down. But we've all been through it. I mean, this is the biggest dam, and it's in that much jeopardy. There's no way they can stop it.
Such doubts may be justified, says Kurt Kopanger, an auto insurance adjuster.
Obviously, you know, a hole developed in the main spillway. Come on, that's a failure.
Still, Kopanger says he trusts everything is okay. But the whole episode should be a wake-up call about the condition of the dam and California's infrastructure.
It was built in 68, you know, so and we've been through a long drought. You know, we were without water for so long and the lake was so low, I think we might have just gotten a little distracted.
But there's no lack of vigilance now. State officials say they're looking even beyond the storms forecast for this week. Their eyes are set on the spring when mountain runoff from melting snow could test the dam again. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oroville, California.